Joining us in the studio right now is Kirsty Letts. She is a physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got lots of things going on as people are thinking about, well, it's getting to be springtime, summertime. They might be thinking about, oh, I'm going to run that 5K this year or whatever, but maybe the winter's been kind of long and they haven't been moving. What's some good tips and what's some good advice for them if they're thinking about getting ready for the summer season?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, being that it is spring now, people are definitely starting to think about those events such as the Marquette Marathon or Ortishore or just getting into shape for the summer in general. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about getting back into these activities and the proper way to do that and what you can do if you do run into pain or injury.
Well, let's start right there. What are some of the things to do right now to start getting ready?
Yeah. So, well, first off, you know, it's easy to think that we can pick right up where we left off in the fall, but for most of us, that's not the case, you know, unless you're really a seasoned athlete who's doing a lot of activities year-round. So you definitely need to retrain and recondition your body. So for instance, the 5K race runner, a lot of people like to sign up for those as, you know, good motivation to get into shape. So you really want to start out slowly and progress as your body can tolerate. There's really a lot of training programs you can find. You can find these training programs online, or you can pick up a book, or you could even work with a personal trainer on that. Most of the programs kind of have a timeline that you want to go by, so you want to give yourself ample time.
How important is that? Right there, you touched on something. Because it seems like if you don't have a goal or you don't have a plan, you can kind of just end up meandering, kind of lost. How important is it to have that kind of a timeline and goal?
Yeah, very important to set a goal for yourself and allow that timeline so that you can, like I said, you know, properly prepare your body for that. And you want to choose an appropriate training program, whether it be a beginner program or one for the more advanced runner where you're increasing your time and your speed. With that,
one of the things that also comes into play is with folks like you at Active Physical Therapy is you have the training, the background, the information to be able to do this in the most effective way possible. Why is it important to work with somebody like that and maybe not just strike out on your own?
Yeah, well, a lot of times I think you maybe get focused on one activity, you know, you're running a race, so that's all you do is run, but you really want to cross train and working with a professional on that to build your strength, your flexibility, help prevent injury. So, you know, working with maybe a personal trainer at Synergy Fitness, we have a physical therapy clinic actually in Synergy Fitness. So if you were to run into an injury, we can help you out there. But yeah, mainly just to prevent injury and make sure you're doing the right things.
Walt Lindela in the studio this morning with Kirsty Letts. She is a physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy at the Ishpeming location. It's part of our Active Physical Therapy updates here on the big program. And Kirsty, let's talk a little bit about sort of getting back into the thing, getting active again here now going into the summer season. Let's say you start doing things, you start getting active, something kind of flares up. Maybe there's an old injury or something, or even a new injury. Where do you guys come into play and what can you do?
Yeah, well, yeah, unfortunately, injuries and pain do occur, even when you're doing the right things. Well, one thing that we do offer at any of our active physical therapy locations is a free injury screening. So you can come on in if you suspect an injury and then we can check you out and kind of give you a better idea of what's going on.
So what is the process? You talk about this was sort of maybe somebody's got maybe their ways of doing things to get ready for the summer season, and maybe something flares up, the knee's acting up or the hip or whatever. What are some of the things that you would do? Let's say you do this screening, but what are some of the options that you have for therapy for them?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of tools available to us to help anybody with pain or an injury going on. You know, some of these things, we have modalities that we can use for pain control, inflammation. We do a lot of taping techniques, therapeutic exercises to help strengthen and improve your flexibility, and also, you know, manual therapies. So we definitely have a lot of things that we can do to help you out.
Sometimes people will do this on their own because they feel something. Another time is they may go to a doctor because something isn't right and they may end up prescribing and suggesting physical therapy. One of the key things is you want folks to know is that there is a choice if you are ordered for some physical therapy.
Yep, absolutely. You can choose to go anywhere you want to for physical therapy. you know, if a certain clinic or location is suggested to you and you don't necessarily want to go to that location, you don't have to. You can choose wherever you want to go for that.
That's one of the things also that it's good about Active is you have locations all over the place. What are your locations?
Yeah, we have four locations available. We have the one location where I work at the Country Village in Ishpeming. We have another clinic that's actually inside of the YMCA in Negaunee. And we have another that's within Synergy Fitness in Marquette. And lastly, we have one that's located on Fair Avenue in Marquette.
What is a good rule of thumb here before we cut you loose this morning for someone that might be listening that's thinking, okay, it's springtime, I'm going to do a 5K or whatever, and I got to start getting active. What's a good rule of thumb to consider?
Yeah, I think in general, just planning, make sure you're planning and you're taking it slow, you know, really, really easing into that activity and cross training, you know, make sure you're strengthening and you're doing some stretching and doing a good cool down as well.
If people want to find out more online, what's your website?
Yep, it's www.stayactiveup.com.